couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Guy DiPulcito, and the Celtics beat the Bucks 122-119. This game was way closer than it should have been. We were outscored 36-21 in that fourth quarter, including an insane 25-6 run in that fourth. But the Celtics competed at the end. They figured it out, and this is what Joe Mazzulla has been talking about. He wants to see, he wants to blow some of these leads. As much as Celtics fans do not want to see it, it's good to see how the Celtics can operate in the clutch. Tonight, this was a very close game down the stretch. We saw Jason Tatum get a couple huge buckets. Jaylen Brown hit a couple huge free throws, and the Celtics came out with the victory. That's what you want to see. Going to follow today's podcast, same as usual, run through some of the highs, run through play of the game, some of the highs, some of the lows. I'm going to try to keep this section short because I have the worst cough in the world. So I apologize if I get a coughing fit mid-podcast here. But to get things started, really want to give player of the game to Jason Tatum. And honestly, it could have gone one of three ways. It could have gone to Jason Tatum, could have went to Jaylen Brown. It could have went to Peyton Pritchard. All of them played fantastic in their own right in today's game. But Jason Tatum, while he didn't do a whole lot in the second half, really turned it on in that fourth quarter down the stretch. Had 8 points in the final like 3 or 4 minutes of this game, including a couple huge free throws, a huge drive and finish, like back-to-back to go up 112-107 and then another drive and finish to go up 114-107 and then hit some free throws down the stretch as well. End of the night, 31 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. 9 of 10 from the free throw line. 9 of 19 from the field. Jason Tatum, again, really good first half. Had 23 points at halftime. And had 23 points for the next quarter and a half. Third quarter, did not score. Had 1 assist. And in the fourth quarter, honestly, didn't really do anything until the 4-minute mark, when the Bucks had already gotten it down to like 4 points. So Jason Tatum, there was a lot of missed space in the middle there, right? However, he executed down the stretch. And that's what you like to see. Jaylen Brown, on the other hand, also, like, honestly, kind of had a slower start to this game. Only had 8 points at halftime, but third quarter, again, when Jason Tatum went silent, Jaylen Brown came out, had 11 points in that third. He was a huge, huge piece to the Celtics blowing up and building this lead up to like 22, I think, at one point. So both of them, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, stepped up in huge spots of this game. Huge spots. Jaylen Brown, down the stretch, did miss a couple free throws. Huge offensive rebound and fouled, but he missed the 2 free throws while they were up 110-104. However, came back and hit 2 massive free throws to go up 118-114 with 20 seconds left. It would have been a 2-point game. The Bucks with the ball and 20 seconds left. Jaylen Brown hit 2 huge free throws to make it a 2-possession game. Love to see it. Huge confidence boost for him. I'm sure his confidence hasn't really wavered, but I know a lot of Celtics fans' confidence has wavered, so I'm just happy for him. Both of these guys stepped up when they really needed it, so good overall game from them. Were there imperfections? Absolutely. But down the stretch, when it mattered most, they executed. That's what you need to see from a championship-contending team. Granted, the Bucks did not have Giannis. Not the same victory. They still do have Dame. Dame's a very capable, and honestly, the rest of their team, they do have talent. I've given them a lot of crap this year because their defensive inefficiencies are very noticeable, but they do have a lot of talent. I love Connaughton, love Portis. Dame, clearly, generational talent. So this team does have guys that can go out and score. We did play this one without Drew Holiday, so it's not like the Celtics were full either, fully healthy either. Granted, Giannis and Drew Holiday, very big discrepancy as far as talent goes. So I'm not going to say anything about it there. But honestly, to me, the big X factor in this game really was Peyton Pritchard. Peyton Pritchard took over in the second quarter. He had 3 points after the first. He went out there in that second quarter, 10 points, and was doing everything. He was doing absolutely everything out there. Peyton Pritchard on the night, 19 points, 6 rebounds, 2 of which were offensive, 3 assists, only 1 turnover, 31 minutes, 7 of 11 from the field, 5 of 8 from 3. Porzingis, minutes restriction, didn't play a ton, played 28 minutes, which, again, still solid minutes. Peyton Pritchard played 31 minutes in this game, 31, and he was doing everything. The shot was there. He was pushing the pace. He's the reason that the Celtics got out and transitioned so many times. Like, this Celtics team operates at a completely, completely different speed when Peyton Pritchard is out there. You look at the fast break points. This is a huge difference here. 13-4. A lot of that came with Peyton Pritchard in the game. Did a really, really good job of pushing the pace, battling for rebounds. Like, Peyton Pritchard could have been player of the game easy. Easy in this one. Like, just to start the fourth, right? Bucks had already started to go on a little bit of a run. Offensive rebound, fouled to start the fourth. Then hit a three immediately after. Steal, fouled after Bucks tried getting the mismatch with him and Portis, right? Just two huge defensive plays. Huge defensive plays. So, Peyton Pritchard doing his job. The Bucks thought they could have take advantage of that mismatch. Peyton Pritchard punished him. And it's great to see. It really is. Peyton Pritchard stepped up. But honestly, so did kind of everybody else. Al Horford stepped into the starting lineup. Thought his minutes were good. 38 minutes defensively was solid. Had the highest plus minus of tonight's game. So again, doing a little bit of everything is what you want from Al Horford. He's going out. He's making an impact. Defensively, I thought he was great. Right, this is a Milwaukee Bucks team without Giannis that plays pretty small. Right, I mean, honestly, even with Giannis, I guess he's more of a power forward that's putting the ball on the floor, so it's not like he's standing around at the rim. Lopez likes to stretch the floor. All of these guys like to stretch the floor. They don't have your, you know, traditional big, and honestly, a lot of teams don't, I guess. But Al Horford went out, defended everybody really well. Got caught even on Damian Lillard a couple of possessions. Played him really well. Porzingis, I thought, played really well too. And you look, the numbers aren't really there from an efficiency standpoint. Had 17 points. There were a couple of possessions in this game. More specifically early on in this game. But they found him right around the free throw line with either Dame or Beasley on him. A couple times, 3-4 times early on in this game. He just attacked that mismatch. I would like to have seen it a little bit more. Again, this was a game. He was 6 of 16 from the field, 0 of 5 from 3. Not the most efficient Kristaps Porzingis game. But overall, it's still solid. Like, this is what you want from a lot of guys. Derek White, great game. 23 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 blocks. Blocked Bobby Portis at the rim. Beautiful block. A couple of great defensive plays. Hit a couple of threes that were just in huge spots, especially down the stretch in this one. Doing everything, right? I thought we got pretty solid minutes from Xavier Tillman overall. One of probably the highlights of this game. Got switched on to Dame. Dame tried to get open, top of the key. Xavier Tillman was giving him zero space. Ends up getting a beautiful steal, spins, dishes it off to Derek White, easy bucket. And honestly, I'll go back to Jaylen Brown here for a little bit. Jaylen Brown took on that Damian Lillard matchup for the majority of tonight. He was picking him up at half court almost the entire game. So from an offensive perspective, he should have been gassed because the level of effort that he was putting in on the defensive end, he played so freaking well in this game on the defensive end. Deserves a shout out. Honestly, another reason why I was going to give him player of the game, right? Everybody kind of stepped up in this game. It wasn't perfect, but it was pretty damn close. You know, again, there were a lot of issues in the fourth quarter, but through three quarters, this was really, really good basketball from this Celtics team. But I do want to dive into some of the negatives because they're there. They are absolutely prevalent. Before we dive into the negatives, I want to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors.
If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality.
Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets?
All right, so want to dive into some of the negatives here. You got to start in that fourth quarter. They were outscored 36-21. I think the Celtics just got out of rhythm. They stopped pushing the pace. They slowed the game down. And we've seen this before, right? We've seen the Celtics get out to a massive lead, slow the game down, start settling for more stuff in the half court, and we've seen leads slip. And that happens, right? It happens every single team across the NBA. I don't like to see the Celtics switch their offense entirely. They were getting out. They were pushing the pace. They were making the Milwaukee Bucks get back in transition, right? And that was the reason it led to so many easy points. It led to mismatches because guys were cross-matching in transition. So it led to mismatches right off the bat. All of that changed in the fourth quarter. They had a 22-point lead or very, very big lead, right? And they just watched it disappear. Like I said, outscored 36-21. That Milwaukee Bucks lead, I believe, was 25-6 at one point. Like, that is a massive issue. And part of it, I think, was, you know, personnel. I think Peyton Pritchard probably could have been brought out earlier. I thought he was playing really well, and the game did slow down when he was out. So I think more of it you have to put on the shoulders of Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, because they are the ones with the ball in their hands down the stretch. They need to be the ones with the ball in their hands down the stretch, right? I don't know. It's frustrating because you know that they're capable of playing the right way, but you also don't want to alienate your superstars either. You don't want to continue to speed the game up and force shots, right? You want to make sure they're working the ball around. Sometimes that just doesn't happen down the stretch. And part of that is due to the fact that they do slow down and they do tend to rely on ISO a little bit. And as good as Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are on the off isolation game, the Celtics have always been better when they're operating as a team. And I think that's a huge difference this year versus in years past. I think we saw a lot more of Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown in isolation down the stretch. This year, I think they have played a more fluid game start to finish. Tonight, it just didn't happen for 48 minutes. And it's the reason that the lead started to diminish. Do I think it's going to be a huge issue come playoff time? I don't. But this is one of those games where you look back at the comeback in the fourth quarter and there are still issues with this team. And listen, no team's perfect. I'm not bashing the Celtics team. I still think that they are head and heels over the rest of the NBA as far as title favorites go. But there are still flaws to their game. If they're going to be exposed, it's going to be because of those areas. That's my humble opinion. People can argue with me on it. It's fine. I'm listening to every argument. I don't claim to know more than anybody else out there. I'm just putting out my opinion. But honestly, my opinion right now really is the Celtics are head and heels above every other team in this league. The Nuggets are the only team in my eyes that is a legitimate contender. That's it. But honestly, really good overall game for this Celtics team. That's where we're going to wrap things up. I apologize if my voice sounds horrible, if the editing sounds horrible. I am running on 2 hours of sleep. The voice sounds horrible. I had a horrible cough all day long. It is what it is. So that's where we're going to wrap things up for today. If you haven't done so already, guys, make sure to follow me on Twitter at NBA Celtics Guy. Share the podcast. Tell a friend. Listen to Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. Yeah, you couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we?